from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get back to some news. I think no one's bringing anything from New Orleans with them when they come here to Atlanta. You would hope. Actually, there are nutria down there. Those are giant
No
rats.
Thanks. Yeah. No thanks on those as well.
So it all flows into, you know, this discussion about the Hawks, which will probably pick up and eat a nutria, I think. But anyway, the Hawks trading DeJounte Murray to the Pelicans for Larry Nance Jr., E.J. Liddell, and Dyson Daniels. They are headed to Atlanta in this deal for DeJounte Murray. We all knew that something was looming, something was coming, and now it is DJ that is on the move to the Pelicans.
Yeah, and honestly, it's a solid haul. I know that there are a contingent of Hawks fans that have continued to look at this and say, we didn't get back what we gave up for DJ. That's fine. Here's the thing. Stop looking at it as a, you know, as the DJ Murray era as a whole, and look at what you are right now. Try to laser focus in on what the Hawks are right now. The experiment with the backcourt of DJ and Trey did not work. DJ's defense that you brought over and his shooting prowess, very good player. It just, for whatever reason, you never had the chemistry between the two, you know, that was going to be able to make things happen. And so you have a first-round exit 2 years ago. You're 10 games under 500 to end the season. This year with the Hawks, something had to change. And it's addition by subtraction up until this point, because we don't know what the next move will be for the Hawks. You assume something has to be coming. You're not going to start the year with a backcourt of Bogey and Trey, because honestly, that sounds like an absolute defensive nightmare when it comes to those two guys, you know, being the defensive backcourt. Something has to be coming. Like I said, I talked to Dede about it earlier when I walked in. I was like, is it Kobe Bufkin time? I don't know. But nonetheless, it's really interesting. But I'm glad that the Hawks were able to do something, right? I'm glad they were able to do something, because yes, you did not want to start the year again and say that, hey, this is what we're going with. It just wasn't going to happen that way, and they weren't going to have success. And so here we sit.
And then also, they did not make a qualifying, I don't know why I can't say that word, qualifying offer to Sadiq Bey, which allows him now to become an unrestricted free agent. So
yeah.
There's going to be more moves probably to come, and let's take a listen to GM Landry Fields on what exactly they're looking for in free agency.
You know, address some of it in the draft, like size and some defensive stuff that we wanted to shore up, and always welcome shooting to the group. So defense and shooting will work well here.
Sure.
Keep it simple.
I think a lot of Hawks fans' initial reaction is, oh, we don't have a creator at the two. You know, we're not going to have somebody that really can create on the ball and do different things. Okay. Like, I don't care if there's a creator at the two. I don't need another Trey at the two. Give me somebody who's long, who is a willing defender, who can D up in the lane or whatever you need him to do, and can shoot. Like, that's what Trey needs next to him. You don't need a creator. And look, DJ Murray, love the guy to death.
You're saying you don't need another creator.
I don't need an on-ball creator with Trey in the game. I think that's the thing that people are kind of missing on. Well, DJ can, you know, the step back jumper and everything, like the mid-range. Okay, fine. Like, I don't need that. Give somebody, put somebody in the game. If Bogey would be that guy if Bogey was a better defender. Like, if Bogey was a better defender, and he's a very good two, he's a top-notch two, a great six man, everything you could want. If he could defend, I would be like, this is going to be awesome. But he doesn't defend, and he's just as bad as Trey is playing defense at times. And so when you look at it from that aspect, it's like, all right, I don't know what you're going to get, but he can shoot. He's long. That's fine. Add all those things together, plus give me somebody that can defend. I'll be interested to see what the move is. But to your point earlier, I don't think we've seen the end of this. I want to see what the next move is for the Hawks. I think that there's something else coming down the line. I don't think it's Bufkin time just yet. And we'll be waiting to see what Landry Fields is able to pull out.
Because you think Bufkin can come in and take that two spot?
I don't think so, but we said the same thing when John Collins was traded last year. It's like, well, what are they going to do? What's the next move? Who's going to play the four? Who's going to do all these different things? And then there it was, Jalen Johnson, who had spent a couple years in the G League, really kind of developing, is able to come up, and then he becomes the most untouchable player we have on the roster. So I don't want to rule Kobe Bufkin out. I don't think it's him, though. And I am fully expecting between now and the start of the year for the Hawks to make some other kind of move to really bolster that backcourt. So I don't know what that is. You got me. If anybody out there has any answers, then you can tweet us on the show account at 929, and I'll read them out loud. But we'll see what happens. There's so many moving parts in free agency right now, it's honestly kind of hard to keep track of.
There are. Things opened up yesterday evening, and we've already seen the Warriors waive Chris Paul. He will sign with the Spurs. We know that LeBron James, according to many reports, is opting out of his deal with the Lakers, so to take a pay cut to improve that roster. And then we also see that, per reports, Paul George, hours after the Clippers announced that he would be leaving the team, reports have surfaced that he is signing a 4-year max contract with the 76ers. So our boy Joel Embiid, just kidding. Joel Embiid. If you're here, if you're a day one, you know.
Yeah, the day oneers. No, look, and Dada, I'll get you to weigh in on this too, but I think this is a great fit for Paul George with Joel Embiid and company up in Philadelphia. And I also think that Chris Paul playing next to Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio is going to be.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
I can't
read your face on the 76ers one. What do you make of Paul George?
I'm a little disappointed because I will be 100% honest. I didn't get a chance to do it, but when they announced that he was going to opt out, I was like, what is the Hawks' salary cap?
Right.
Because Paul George alongside Trae Young
could be.
Come on.
Dude.
But Philly got one. They got one. And I love the fact, I love it because. Unfortunately, Embiid he seems to be injury prone. Tyrese Maxey, I love that kid, but it's a lot for him to try to carry the 76ers whenever Embiid is down. So now you add Paul George, an all-star caliber player in Paul George, to that mix to where if there's any injury between them three right there, you know, you've got two other players that are just – they can carry that load, man. That they're going to be something to
a
watch.
A problem. Yeah. Well, his 4-year, $212 million maximum contract. I don't know if that could have worked.
Yeah, I don't know, but –
You know, but that's what he's getting up there. But
that NBA money is long, son. God, that NBA money is long.
I know. Can I
put me on the bench, coach?
Like, why couldn't one of my siblings have been like a Giannis? You know, Giannis,
generational wealth. You know what I mean?
Put her on the roster.
No, I think. Look, man, he's worth it. To Dede's point, he is a premier wing in this league. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about Chris Paul and Paul George when all this news was coming out. I'm like, man, the longevity of these guys. I met Chris Paul at a Sugar Bowl practice when I was playing at Bama, and he was with the Hornets. And so our strength coach at the time, which was Scott Cochran, a lot of people know, he was a strength coach at Bama for a long time, went on to Georgia. He was actually with the New Orleans Hornets before he came to Alabama and had made great friends with Chris Paul. What was Birdman's name? That was his guy.
Chris Anderson.
Scott Cochran and Chris Anderson, boys, Chris Paul, like all this. So Chris Paul shows up at Bama's Sugar Bowl practice. And I was like, dude, there's CP3. But the crazy part is, think about this now. That was 2008. Dude, that was 16 years ago. And Chris Paul is still $11 million next year. I'm like, good for this guy.
I know.
Not only that, but I distinctly remember coming back in the locker room after a preseason game with the Falcons and seeing the Paul George video from his injury with the FIBA buildup. And that was every bit of 10 or 11 years ago. So longevity and long money going on around the NBA right now. So shout out to those guys and kudos for getting that bag.
Well, who might be skipping out on training camp will tell you who could be missing from the Chiefs. And also a lovely marriage over the weekend for another NFL superstar. Stay with us here. We're going in the huddle when we come back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.